Christopher Hurst is a state legislator from Enumclaw. He says not long after Washington privatized liquor sales, he began hearing stories from cops who were starting to find juveniles with liquor.
You know, you couldn't get it out of the state-run stores, really. Those had a... It wasn't a zero theft rate, but it was close to zero.
Almost always, the bottle of whiskey or whatever had been lifted from a retail shelf. Now, many store owners were also alarmed and began locking the liquor away or putting up special security systems. But Hurst says he was frustrated at how lax some stores remained.
You know, there were stores that had, you know, 8 steps from the door at 1 o'clock in the morning, Jose Cuervo tequila or Jägermeister, stuff that kids, of course, love and like to steal.
Under a new law that takes effect in mid-June, a store that does that could lose its state liquor license. The license can be taken away if the store has 2 shoplifting incidents in a 6-month period that result in the alcohol ending up in the hands of a juvenile. Representative Hurst, who sponsored the legislation, says he thinks it's already making a difference. A few days ago, he returned to a store where he had seen liquor on display near the front door.
And guess what? They have all of the spirits now put in lockable cabinets that they can lock late at night when there's fewer people in the store.
So what do grocery store owners think of this new hammer the state has to shut down their liquor sales? The trade associations representing the stores didn't officially oppose the new law, but Jan G., who heads the Washington Food Industry Association, says a lot of retailers are frustrated lawmakers haven't done more to punish the shoplifters themselves. For example, she says they could triple the sentence for liquor theft.
So that people know that there's a significant, significant penalty.
And she says the law should be toughened for shoplifters who sell liquor to minors. Currently, state law treats liquor theft the same as any other theft. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.